The Director General of the Planning Institute in Jamaica expects the downward trend in the country's poverty rate to continue. This is WAVS News. Jamaica has recorded its lowest poverty rate in 34 years for 2023.
We've seen, you know, some continued growth momentum moving away from, in terms of recovery from those shocks. We have been seeing, you know, general strong employment in terms of labor market participation and activity.
Dr. Wayne Henry says, despite the effects Hurricane Beryl will have on the poverty figures for 2024, the overall trend is expected to continue.
You know, if you were to take a survey that would come directly after, if you will, the sort of impacts and strong impacts of the negative impacts of Beryl and Tropical Storm Raphael, that would of course impact in terms of, you would expect some offsetting, if you will, of that sort of downward trajectory. But I think in a general trend way, you would expect that those conditions to continue.
Hope is being expressed by the chair of a regional corporation in Trinidad and Tobago that local government reform will not be halted by the new administration.
And with the repeal of the Revenue Authority, I could only wait and see what will give us that those finances to execute what needs to be executed, to give us that meat and to give us that functionality. So I'm just waiting. All we could do as local government practitioners is await what comes next.
Tuna Puna Piako Chair Josiah Austin tells TV6 News he's hoping funding will be maintained by the new United National Congress administration, and he offered a number of examples of how the program has progressed so far.
What I've seen is the additional staff for policing. I have seen where we have gotten an additional year to bring us to 4 years in a term. And I've seen where the change agents deployed in specific corporations would gather information to ensure that we get what is necessary in local government reform.
The Afreximbank Bank, in partnership with the government of Grenada, staging the fourth edition of the Afro-Caribbean Trade and Investment Forum in St. George's, July 28 to 29. It is the bank's flagship initiative to drive commercial, economic and cultural ties between Africa and the Caribbean. Active will build on the momentum of the previous four forums and further promote trade and investment potential between the two regions. In the wake of Venezuela's planned elections over Guyana's Essequibo region and a recent border attack involving Guyanese troops, President Dr. Irfan Ali issued a firm and passionate declaration underscoring Guyana's unyielding stance on its territorial sovereignty. Speaking on Wednesday, the head of state made it clear that Guyana remains united and resolute in the face of its western neighbor's blatant disregard for international norms. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.